This is The Bert Show.
It wasn't issued as a challenge, but you are taking it as a challenge.
It felt like a challenge. One day I'm just sitting here minding my own business, and Bert's going on about anxious thoughts or whatever woo-woo stuff he's learning in his retirement haze. And he goes, you know what? I'm going to order you a book. And I know he said it in like a very loving and mentor kind of way, but it felt like a threat. He's like, I'm going to order you a book. And then the next day, all of a sudden, there was a book sitting in my seat behind the mic about how to not let your thoughts control you. And I thought, this feels like homework that I've been assigned. And I was looking at it. It's this book called, what is it called?
Here. I have it.
Yeah.
Because he gave it to me, too.
So don't take it personally. So I bought it for Kristen also. As I've been reading it, I'm like, all right, every overthinker needs to read this book. And everybody in here is an overthinker, including myself.
Don't believe everything you think. Expanded edition. Why Your Thinking is the Beginning of End of Suffering by Joseph Wynn.
It is so good. And I was reading and I'm like, this Abby needs this book.
So you're overthinking Bert sending you a book about overthinking.
So I already failed the first test, which is probably why he gave me the book to read. And I was sitting there thinking, you know, this would be a really great thing for me to read. And it would give us conversation to talk about between the breaks. And we only have, you know, 21 days left of conversation anyway. So I thought, it would probably...
Well, we can talk to each other after the show's over.
I'm not going to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm joking. I'm totally joking. So I'm looking at this book and I'm like, you know what? It would probably be a good idea for me to read it because, you know, you did purchase me the book and it would be a nice thing to do. But I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, do I want to read this book? Why do I want to read this book? How many days do I have to read this book to continue the conversation about this book? And I thought, you know, I figured I would read the book. And I thought I was going to read the book this week. But I'm going to issue you a challenge in response to the challenge that you gave me.
I didn't give you a challenge. I gave you a book.
It felt like a challenge. It felt like a challenge.
I want to get into your psyche why you interpret as somebody gifting you a book as a challenge.
Because reading is hard, Kristen, and Abby struggles.
Words are hard, Kristen.
A book that I think if you read could be life-changing. That's not a challenge.
Oh, and you did that with us like back in the day, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. You gave that to everybody on the show.
And do you not quote that all the time?
All the time.
You might as well have said, meet me at dawn, we're dueling, when you gave me this book. And so I thought, you know what? I could read this book and give a book report on Friday, and then I didn't pick it up this entire week. So I would like to rebuttal your challenge with a challenge. And I would like to challenge you to convince me to read this book, because nothing gives me more anxiety than the thought of having to pick up this book and ingest it. So give me The Art of the Tease, and tease this book so well that I can't help but not turn on House of Guinness this weekend and read this book instead.
Oh, I did see that too. What is that about, by the way?
It's about beer and Louis Partridge, Olivia Rodrigo's boyfriend.
Oh, it looks really good.
It looks so good.
I got to finish Black Rabbit first, though.
So convince me to read this rather than watch Netflix this weekend.
I think this conversation did it for me. It did it for me. I mean, you overthink. I mean, we all overthink things, and we're all going through a very stressful period right now. And I know that I tend to ruminate on a thought, and I can't get away from it sometimes, man. It just takes me in this endless loop of this one thought, right? And I try to attack the stress that's going on in my life or the situation that might be going on in my life in so many different ways that... You're the exact same way. And I have had a realization over the course of the last like 3 or 4 weeks with this book and maybe without this book also is that, and you're going to hate this because I know you've got a weird thing with religion and God right now, but I feel like God has a plan. So for me to attack answers to potential problems, I can't outmaneuver or outthink God. So why am I even doing it? Okay. So that was my first thought. And then when I started to read this book, it really is that thoughts and thinking are two completely different things. You can have the thought and not ruminate on it. And it teaches you how to get out of that endless loop of stress, which you for sure need.
See, now that felt like a threat.
And it's an easy read, man. Do you know how hard it is for a guy with ADHD, my level of ADHD, to get through a book? And it's only like 120 pages. And even I'm on page 90.
I'm right there with you. If there's not the promise of a steamy fairy sex scene, contained within 150 pages. I don't typically pick up books either.
All right, Abby, this is coming from a place of love. All right.
And I'm so excited to never have to do this again.
This is coming from a place of love. And I'm about to showcase my bad parenting. I'm going to put out there how I'm a bad parent. Because Bart and I, when it comes to like Jimmy and eating, we have...
Stopped feeding him.
No, we haven't stopped. We're not starving our child.
But almond mom, final boss.
I am very much not an almond mom. We need to be better about Jimmy's diet. This is going in a weird place, but just stick with me here, okay? So instead of telling our child what they're going to eat, we have given him too many options. Jimmy has too much control over the eating situation in our home, and I recognize that is on me. Not even my husband. It is on me. So whenever it's time to eat, whether it's lunch or dinner, Jimmy needs options. You can't put something in front of my kid and expect him to eat it. He needs to have options. And you give him, he requests four options. You give him four options of food, and then he will select the one he likes the best. So I'm about to give you four options, okay? And you have to choose which one of these you are going to do, all right?
Okay.
All right. Abigail, you can either read the book that Bert has recommended for you.
Mm-hmm.
You can either go to a doctor and get on anti-anxiety meds. You can either go to a therapist and talk about your feelings. Or
please say drugs. Please say drugs. Please say drugs.
Or you can just sit at home all weekend and drink copious amounts of Savvy B.
Oh, and watch House of Guinness.
And watch House of Guinness.
I choose four.
Okay. I am telling you, it's a really great book, man. And if you are like us and you overthink and you can't get out of that endless cycle of stressing about things because you're thinking so much, this is such an easy read, man. And it is life-changing. I hope you take my challenge.
Well, I'm going to
read it eventually.
I'm taking the challenge October 25th because that's when I have time to do it.
You'll have plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
All right, it's The Bert Show.
This is The Bert Show.